Carol, thank you for that. Kate Maltby writes for the Conservative Home website and was at the protests against segregating on the basis of gender at university. Fatima Berkatullah is director of Seeds of Change, the largest Muslim women's conference in Europe. Kate Maltby, why does this matter so much to you?
This matters to me first and foremost because, as well as a writer, I'm also a PhD student at UCL, which is one of the universities where this controversy kicked off. For me, this is about creating an intellectual environment for adults where the first thing that people know about me when I walk into a room is that I have a brain, not that I'm a woman or that I'm a man.
Isn't it true, though, that under the guidance, which appears to still stand, nobody would be forced to do anything? This would be entirely voluntary.
Well, the hypothetical case that's been put forward suggests segregation of men and women, possibly at events with a mixed seating area as well. And I know that people have focused a lot on the mixed seating area. But for me, even if I choose to sit in a mixed seating area, the fact that there are some women seated separately and there are some men seated separately draws attention to those differences. The head of Universities UK, when asked by Nick Cohen about why are we looking at gender as an area where we might segregate, why not sexuality, said, because gender difference is visible. And it's true, having segregated areas in an intellectual environment draws attention to that difference, even to the people who don't want to.
Fatima Berkatullah, how would you feel if a speaker demanded that you shouldn't be at a talk at a university on the basis of your gender?
I don't think that's ever happened. And I think this is really being blown out of all proportion. Many Muslim women like myself, religious Muslim women, as well as, I'm sure, religious, Orthodox, Jewish women, etc., you know, we would actually prefer to have seating, which allows us some space, okay, which allows us to be separately seated from men. It's not something that's being imposed on anyone, and I really don't think it's a very complex issue, and I don't think it's something worthy of all the fuss that's being made over it. I think Universities UK have made very sensible guidelines available, and they're basically saying live and let live. And what I don't really understand is some of the protesters who are protesting against this, okay, why can they not live and let live? If there is a group, if there is a Muslim normative Orthodox Muslim practice, which is that, you know, to allow women and men to have a separate seating, I wouldn't say segregated. They're not segregated. They just have the option of separate seating. And there's the option of mixed seating. Why do they have a big problem with that? I think the root of the problem is actually that first debate that in which this all kicked off, which was a debate between an atheist and a Muslim speaker, Hamza Zorzis. And what happened there was that the atheists, and I would call them the militant atheists, okay, decided to kick up a fuss about a non-issue, okay, and make this into a national debate when really it really doesn't deserve that sort of attention.
Kate Maltby.
Well, first of all, I'm not an atheist. I'm a practicing Christian, and I would be as concerned by aggressive secularism as anyone else. But I find that this is deeply discriminatory against, firstly, transgender or intersexual students. Even if they choose to sit in a mixed area, they're coming to an event in which people are effectively saying the most important thing about coming to this event is deciding whether you're a man or a woman.
Nobody's saying that at all. You know, that's a meaning that you've added to this. It's something very natural that we do, actually, as Muslims. You know, if a family were to come to my house, usually we have like the ladies' area and the men's area.
But this isn't your family. This is a public university, Well, you talk about the need to live and let live, and I think when we're talking about all issues of social integration, we have to remember that what happens in public institutions affects the whole of society, it affects the broader culture. And in fact, I think it's very dangerous for everyone because it breeds hate, it breeds fears for us to...
Why don't we have mixed toilets at university then?
Well, I mean, you know, I wouldn't be that fussed if we did, personally.
But what about Carol Walker? Carol Walker mentioned all-girls schools and all-boys schools.
Yes, and We continue to have single-sex schools because girls and boys mature at different rates. This has been well established. These are times in your life when great sexual changes are happening and there is a huge amount of distraction. But at universities, we're talking about an intellectual environment for adult men and adult women. I'm 27. I don't need to be kept away from boys because I won't focus on my work.
No, nobody's keeping you away. They're giving you the choice.
They're not giving me a choice to be respected on equal terms. If I enter into a room where my gender difference is being emphasised, these aren't just passive speaker events. I would hope that at any university organisation, there would be a question and answer session. There would be discussion. Are we going to take questions in equal turns, from the men's section and one from the women's section?
Fatima Birkatulla.
Of course. I mean, you know, I'd love to take you actually to one of these events and maybe you'd see. I mean, the fact is that, look, Islamic societies are organizing these events and it's their job to obviously cater for the sensitivities of their members, right? So if they're being...
What about the sensitivities of other people
really
who come to the event?
By allowing different kind of options, I think really, again, this has been blown out of all proportion.
All right.
I would love to meet David Cameron, actually, and talk to him and ask him, you know,
you're wishing a lot of invitations.
Well, I'm happy to come with you anytime. I'm not David Cameron, I'm afraid, but I'm happy to come with you anytime.
Sorry, do finish your point.
Oh, great. So let's meet up then.
Let's do that.
There we go.
Let's do that.
And PM will come along and we'll see what happens,
okay,
if that's all right.
Okay.
Thank you. Kate Maltby and Fatima Birkatulla.